This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi, Dr. Harris here. I'm an MD, a fancy doctor of neuropsychiatry. I made this course, but I'm not important here. You are. These little clips will prepare you for learning that actually works, if you stick to the rules. Well, straight off, we're going to break that rule. You're changing the way your mind thinks. So take all of this with a sense of play. Take it slow. Repeat these lessons a lot. Rather than learning 20 new things, try learning one thing 20 times in 20 different ways. Welcome to the art of procedural learning. It's deceptively simple. That's why most people, especially smart people, don't get it right. It's about repetition and refinement, not splitting the atom. To make it work, you're going to have to interact with it. Do stuff. Get a pen. Get a flesh blank notebook. These are the tools that will bring your brain into play, much more effective than passively watching or reading. Pause these clips. Stop. Write something down if it strikes you as interesting. This is the way. Get your learning space right. A small area, comfortable, where you feel good. Clear your learning time. Make some time every day that's protected and guarded. Put your phone on airplane mode. This is your time, nobody else's. A half hour a day is a good start. Splitting it up into morning and evening is even better. Half an hour for learning and half an hour for practice. Learning theory and practicing are two different things. Your brain is a lump of fat, immersed mostly in water. Coffee and tea help it along, and so does water. Drink a lot more water than average, but don't go crazy. Just make a rule, like a glass of water or a coffee before each half hour session. Easy to remember and do. So do it. Learning happens better when you're active in some way. Doodling, moving, walking around, mixing it up. Remember how those absent-minded professors tend to pace up and down when thinking about something? That's called psychokinetic modulation. Try it. Mix it up. Find what works well for you. Don't worry if it stops working after a while. Just move to something new. Get comfortable with your brain's objections. And while we're on that, I hope you find this stuff confusing, overwhelming, distracting, whatever. These are the signs that your brain is trying to change itself up to figure out something in a new way. Be at peace with not being at peace. Good things don't come easily. Be a king of confusion. Take it in your stride. It's like your brain is a stomach, but it feeds on information. Now you're trying to help its digestion. Chew the food better. Break the information down. Make it simple. Don't try to overfeed yourself. And while we're there, eat better. Avoid eating just before you do a session. The guts take a lot of energy to digest food, energy that's better off saved for the brain. It's more like learning how to play a new sport or to play Jenga. Foster a sense of lightness, playfulness, agility. Be unconcerned with stuff that isn't clear. Trust your mind more. Go with what you think works. A great mind isn't full, it's open. I'm not your teacher. This isn't school. This is real life. We're learning a new trade, how to build your mind. The course is a toolbox for that purpose. So let's go. Are you ready?